You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. We're following a warning sign from the world economy. News today that Chinese consumers did not buy all that much in August, given the COVID variant and floods. It was way below expectations. Meanwhile, perhaps a little less uncertainty for investors regarding who might run the powerful Federal Reserve. The publication Axios is reporting some moderate Democrats have been telling the White House they'd be okay with reappointing the current Fed chair, Jerome Powell. Let's consult Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
We don't know for certain who is going to be appointed, but Chairman Powell has been really consistent that we need low interest rates to continue to support the economy. Now, having said that, we expect the Fed to announce a taper, so taking away some of that support in their purchasing of bonds and some of that support that they've used to keep long-term interest rates lower. Having a new chairman of the Fed would introduce a whole new set of circumstances. You're not sure who would be appointed. It could be someone who is more interested in accelerating that path to increasing interest rates, or it could be someone who is more interested in keeping interest rates lower for longer and possibly allowing the economy to overheat.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.